The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
We finished off the previous shiur pointing out that there are two relatives where we see a redefinition of the relative in Hilchos Arayos la'achar misa of one of the parties. A person has an aunt. That relationship doesn't go off after, for instance, there's an erva of a father's brother's wife. Eshes Achiyoviv. When his uncle dies, she's still Eshes Achiyoviv. Why? Because an aunt is an erva. A daughter is an erva. A mother is an erva. Nothing changes just because one party is not alive. The two arayos where we find some shinui, we discussed by Rikos in the previous year, Isho Bito, a mother-in-law might have a whole different level of erva. It might be a different thing, lachamisa, the wife, because the name of the erva, we explained, is not chamoisa. The name of the erva is Isho Bito. The dynamic that's also is the being married to the two of them together. Not that they're marrying the daughter, they becomes a relative called the mother-in-law, but the being married to the two of them together, that's the shame or erva. A sister-in-law, we would say also, is a shame kisha la'atzma. What's interesting is that erva's ishu v'achoisa, the Torah says litzror, right? The halacha of tzoros, that a tzora partis from erva, seems to be a dynamic of the two of them together. The Torah says, lo'sikach isha l'achoisa litzror, don't have the two of them together. What's the erva? The erva is the sister-in-law, the erva is the two of them together, litzror, to tie literally the two of them together. L'chayr, it seems to be the two of them together, miloshen apostle. And l'chayr, that seems to be the rationale why, after his wife dies, he's allowed to marry his sister-in-law. Interesting, that after he divorces his wife, he's not allowed to marry his sister-in-law. So that, minei ubei, doesn't fit so much with the definition. Is it having the relationship with the two of them together? So what you'll say is you'll rationalize by saying that when he's megarish, the relationship is still there. When she dies, the relationship is not there. That needs work. Again, we pointed out that the Rimzi HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, brings Shalei Lisa. All the Arayas, the Rambam calls Shalei Livo. The Isser is an Isser Bia on a specific woman. Shalei Livo Bita, Shalei Livo Imoy, so on and so forth. The Rambam brings an Eva called Lo Lisa Yishu Bita. It doesn't say Lo Livo. The Isser is the marriage, the Yachas, the relationship that he has with Yishu Bita. Rambam, when he's talking about his sister-in-law, doesn't say it that way. That also needs definition. The difference between how we understand, how we define the difference between the sister-in-law, lacha gerusha, lacha misa, is difficult to understand. Since as a kosher, we don't have to figure it out. But to define it is a little bit different. A little bit difficult. I'd like to share with you a shtickle, the way Reb Nachum says it. Reb Nachum, the kedusha Reb Nachum. In the beginning of the Masechtim, Gimel Amud Beis, explains, the Gemara over there talks about Richus and the positive of Isha L'chos L'sikach L'tzor. Why does the Torah have to tell us that there is no Yecholes to be Miyabim? That's where the Gemara learns. There is no Yecholes to be Miyabim. His brother's wife, who happens to be his wife's sister. His wife's sister is Satan, it's Achos Yishtoi. So well, it's Poka V'ziko, she's Potem Yiv V'chalitza, she's Patis Tzor, the subject of the first parak Miyabim. The Gemara says that you needed, there would be a havamina, that there would be asay doichalaisa sheesh bakaras. The asay of Yibum would be doichalaisa sheesh bakaras. The Gemara goes back and forth, two blot. As a cloud, we say asay doichalaisa sheesh stam, asay ainoi doichalaisa sheesh bakaras. So the Gemara discusses that in reference to the Isser of Ishav Achoiso. And what the Achroinim want to taina is that if the asay would, they want to postulate, what would be in the Hamina of the Gemara that one could be Miyabim? That I say Dechalei Seshesh, because one would be able to be Miyabim Achois Ishtoi. Why? There's an Asay. I was a Lesay of Achois Ishtoi. I say Dechalei Seshesh, because what would be on that side? He would be born and create a marital relationship. Yuvomoy, Yovoyaleo. He would be married to his sister. What would happen to his wife? Could he be married to two of them together? No. Since the Torah now is mitzvah him to marry his sister-in-law, to create an ishus, we spoke about this on Dav Chof, that the mitzvah is creating the kinyan, the ishus, with the Yavama. It's not the Maisa Bia, or maybe according to some Rishonim, it's the Kinyan B'ishtoi. In that sense, since he has a mitzvah now to be married to a sister-in-law, to be born, create a kinyan with a sister-in-law, the issues in his wife would be Paka, even though he was previously married to her. This is what the Achrayim want to postulate, said over B'shem, one of the Gedolei Hador from many days ago, from the door of the early 1900s, Reb Zalman Sender, the same age and door as Reb Chaim Brisker. And the reason why the Achrayim had a discussion is because they're dealing with a catch-22 type of question over there on Daf Gimel. Again, the Gemara discusses Barichos at great length. The Gemara discusses I say Derech Halaisa Sheish B'Koros, only I say Derech Halaisa Stam, but not Halaisa Sheish B'Koros. What would be the Avin Lulun discusses B'Yachas to the Sugin Daf Kof, what would be what the Gemara calls Chai Ben Lavin? A woman is also to a man, let's say she's a mamzeres. So he's not allowed to marry her. What happens if he has an asev yibum? So the Gemara says that be'etzim yovei asev yibum v'yidcha lo yisasei de mamzeres, but that's only be'bir rishayna in order to create a relationship. After that, she's also, he's not allowed to live with her. V'melech Chazal said b'cholos don't be miyabim gzera be'bir rishayna otu b'yishniyah. Fine. In that context, what would be, again, this is all on a theoretical level, we're discussing the concept. According to Rabbi Kiva, Shitas Rabbi Kiva is that Chai Ve'lavan Lo Tafsi Bo Kedusha. What would be the halacha if there would be Chai Ve'lavan, there would be a woman who's a mamzeres, would he be able to be miyabim? According to Rabbi Kiva, what would come out? According to Rabbi Kiva, Chai Ve'lavan is not Tafsi Bo Kedusha. So what would happen? He would marry the mamzeres, and be'etzim the issues is not roy. After the bir rishoyno, the issues would be pokam, because be'etzim can't have issues in mamzeres. So mainly he wouldn't be able to be miyabim her, because even if you say that there's a heter of asay being doicha the bir rishoyno, but since the issues can't exist, issues that can only exist for a bir rishoyno is by definition not an issue, as Rabbi Yom says. Ishus means that a man forms a relationship with a woman. That relationship is, like they said in the good old days, till death do us part. To say that there's a relationship which could be chal, be an ishus, only for be a rishon is a steer by definition. In which case, according to Rabbi Kiva, you would be mukhrach, that Mum says, to say that the Sugya Navchav is not going according to Rabbi Kiva. It would not be shaykh to say that an ishus is chal in this chai v'lam, that it should be poker right after that because of chai v'lam. So, in that vein, so why does the Gemara have to muchizich, dafim and dafim, to figure out, would he able to be miyabim, achoyis ishtei, chayvi koris? It would be poka after birushen, in which case, the relationship can't be chal in the first place. He can't be miyabim, achoyis ishtei, because the relationship wouldn't be able to keep up past the birushen, in which case it wouldn't be chal in the first place. So why does the Gemara have to go through a whole arichus of proving that asei dechalois asei, regular, not yesh b'koros, in order to asur achos yishu, should anyways be also. Should be also because the relationship can never be created. It can be created because by definition it's gonna platz. It's gonna be poka after birushayna. So then it can't be chal in the first place. So there's a catch-22 situation to what the Gemara is looking for. Why does the Gemara have to look for it? Rav Nochum says, let's remind ourselves. There's no isser when you're talking to the Gemara Mamzeres. It's an isser for a man to live with a Mamzeres. So in that case, the Mamzeres, the issues with the Mamzeres is Poka will self-destruct after Bir Rishayna, by definition, because he can't have a relationship with her. There's no isser to have a relationship with a sister-in-law, Rav Nochum says. The isser is Isha Ve'achoysa. What happens if the Torah tells you to be born this woman? So then you could have a relationship with Isha Bita. So it wouldn't be Poka, Rambam says, according to the Havamina, that the Yibum would take place, because I say they have a relationship with Karis, that he'd be married to both of them. The Torah over here told him to be married to both of them. The Torah by Mamzeres didn't tell him to be married to a Mamzeres. The Torah said that he should be Baal Mamzeres, he should have a relationship with her. There's an Issa to be Baal Mamzeres. I'm sorry, the Torah told him to create a kingdom, to create nishas with her. There's an Issa the Maisa to be Baal Mamzeres. That doesn't go off by Bishni. The relationship can't start. It wouldn't be Chal. Masha Enkin over here, what the Torah told him to do is to have a kinyan over here in Isha v'Achoyso. And that's what the issue is. So Mele, by definition, the say would be Derech v'Galois say. And then, that's why we need a pasuk that I say Derech v'Galois say. That I say is only Derech v'Galois say, not Galois say sheish because. Okay, that's just going around in a little bit circles on the theoretical tzad of the Gemara Dav Kimmel. But again, the point that we really want is that the relationship Isha Bita we spoke about previously and the relationship of Isha V'Achoyso is defined in terms of the relationship with the two of them. Another example that we say relatives by marriage, it's not that a mother-in-law is a shame relative Kishlatzma, a sister-in-law is a shame relative, but the issue is Isha Bita. This is Isha V'Achoyso L'Sikach L'Tzor would be the din of Yerusha. The way we would look at Yerusha's Ishtoi is similar to, like we say in English, closest living kin. Somebody dies, he doesn't have children, he doesn't have a spouse. So as Yerusha goes, they track down his great-nephew Henry living out in Oklahoma. So we have Bidorim in Bava Basra, in Perek Yesh Neiflin, has to be a relative from the father's side. We go up the family line, then we go down, and there's an uncle, an uncle before an nephew, so on and so forth, all say the nachmas. So we look at a wife the same way. The halacha is that a husband is Yerusha's wife. Wife is not Yerusha's husband, but a husband is Yerusha's wife. We look at that, they have a relationship. There's a certain relative called a wife, closest living relative is his wife. So Mela, if he's Yerusha's wife, that's where we look at it. The problem is that there's a Gemara in Gittin Pehei that when the Gemara says that a person can make a shiur in a marriage, a person could theoretically marry a woman and leave over his Mekadosh HaManas, that there's no din sheksus voina. He doesn't have a din that he has to be intimate with her, he doesn't have to support her. All the chiyuvim ish l'ishtoi are not chal. That's okay. Because he didn't compromise on the issues itself. The Gemara says that, let's say, his Mekadosh Isha HaManas, she's allowed to live with another man whenever she wants. The Kedushin Nafchal. Why? Because living with somebody else is a stirah to the Ishus itself. Masha'enkin, Sheksus Voino, is not a stirah to the Ishus. The Ishus is the Ishus. They're married. They have a relationship. Then there are Chiyuvim that he has, Le'ishtoi. But if he gets rid of those Chiyuvim, doesn't get rid of the Ishus. Masha'enkin, that she can be Mizana, means that the Ishus is not an Ishus. One of the cases that the Gemara uses that the Ishus is not an Ishus is Yerusha's Ishtoi. Interestingly enough, we would say that once he has a relationship with his wife, so it's his wife. His wife just means that that he's closest of kin to her, so he's Yerusha. You see, no. What you see is that the Gemara is saying that an integral part of the definition of being married, Ishtoi gives him a din Yerusha. He's not Yerusha because she's a relative called Ishtoi. The Ishus itself gives him that din. So Mela, an Ishus that does not have that component of being Yerusha, there's something missing in the Ishus itself. So the halacha would be the Kedushin al Menas, that he shouldn't be Yerusha's wife and not Pichal. It's a problem with Sariah halacha l'maisa. Any second marriage where the wife has assets, and the family, the wife, whatever the children, are concerned that her assets, she might have millions of dollars of assets, and the children don't want that somebody who's going to be married to her for 10, 20 years who has no relationship with them, she has no nechassim, they want to protect themselves, and she wants that all her nechassim should go to her children. Very often there's a strained relationship between her children and the new husband. She wants that her property, her possession, should be saved for her yarshim. So, how to set up how to set up what's called a prenuptial agreement where the rights of the wife, if she passes away, to be moirish to her yarshim is complicated. But suffice it to say that the idea can't be, the idea that won't work, will be being Kaddish and Isha, doing the Kiddush and Amanas, that he has no specific Yerusha against her. Can't. You've compromised the Isha itself. That's not a din noisef and say the Yerusha is that she is related to him, he's Yerusha. That's part of the Ishus itself. You can't compromise on that. Really, what you'll have to do is you'll have to make some type of, she'll have to deed over the rights, or he'll have to be mafkia, be misalik to Gemara says in the beginning of Perek HaKos from Tzubis. He'll be misalik himself from his chusin in her nechosin. Another example of, like we said, by Isha Ubita, where the Shem Ha'eva is not his mother-in-law. The Shem Ha'eva by Isha Ha'koisa is not his sister-in-law, but it's Isha Ha'koisa. Isha Ubita comes up in an interesting way. The issue of Baal and Boil. What's Baal and Boil? The halacha is a woman, Rechman, sons Mizana, when she's Tachas Baalo. The halacha is she's Asur Baal, Tumma Chsivbo, Echel Baal, Echel Boil. She's also Labalo, he has to divorce her. She's also Labalo, she's not allowed to get married to the one that she was Mizana with. Frekta Chashayla, there's a Kasho. The din is that Sufik Soita, a woman was not Mizana, but we have reasonable grounds, we don't know. It's a Sufik Soita. The halacha is that Sufik Soita, the Isser is Chal on the Baal. Means say like this, you have a woman, and there's grounds, whatever it is, trade, there's reasons to certainly have it sat on the table that she was mizanah, there's reasons to assume that. It's a suffix. What's the halacha of every suffix? You have to go to Qumran. So when you're talking about when you're talking about the Baal doesn't know if she was mizanah. There's reason over here halakhically to consider it a torso, a suffix. The Baal is awesome. The Baal is not allowed to live with her. That makes sense. What about the Boil? Allegedly, Pliny Amoini was the one who was Mizana with her, who had a relationship, an extramarital relationship with her. The two of them know that they didn't have it. There's a rumor, there's reason, it's a suffix, whatever the case is. But the two of them know that they don't have a relationship with each other. How could it be the Torah asks the two of them with each other when they know the truth? So you want to say that business to stop them? Because business believes, it's not what it says. In the Sugi and Saita and in Taisus, in the beginning of Yevamos, it says that if there's an Issa to the Baal, Memel is an Issa to the Baal, even though the Baal and her know the truth, that Baruch Hashem, they were never Mizana with each other. The Torah says Baal and Baal are not two different independent Issurim. The Torah was Mechadish that if her husband had to divorce her because she was a Saita or because she was a Safik Saita, that creates an Issa with the person that she was divorced because of. The person that was Mekalkul, or at least the rumor that was Mekalkul, she's not allowed to marry that person. If he had to divorce his wife because of a Sufik Soita, then the alleged person she was Mizana with wouldn't be allowed to marry her. That's the Chiddush. That the Shem Ha'erva is not, the Shem Ha'iser is not the Boil Kishlatzma, it's Baal and Boil together. If the Baal is lost, the Boil is lost. Now, what's interesting, by Sofa to this, is that in the Chalks Mechoike, the classic Pirush and Eben Ezer, and Simeon Aleph, Simchot and Aleph, he's mefakuk, he has a suffix that maybe the boil would be mutter. Again? Because since it's only a suffix in the Saita, seems not like him from the Sugya, but he has a tzad. And you have to say the Sfarah that we just said. Why? Because there is no suffix between the boil and the Isha. How can we ask her? So this would seem to support our idea that there are certain Yisurim with the issue is not between Yanko and a certain woman. The issue is the dynamic between the two women. Over here, it's the dynamic between the Baal and the Boil, the dynamic between the two men. But the idea of the Chayra is the same.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.